there's a hole in the world where the light won't go, where the air is thick and the shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as and it leaves you dry.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time, our adventurers, they exited the Worldstone tunnels to see a celebration happening, almost as if the other party had won. They had beaten the Keepers of the Flames. They made it all the way to the shop, to where they wanted to store this egg that they had found in the prison cells of Droki and Wurz. As they were exiting the shop, trying to figure out what to do with the egg, they were greeted with nothing but obsidian glass and a malformation of Ront and Darendel, to which that then formed into a horrifying gargoyle-like creature that just told them to run. And as they ran through the tunnels, the face of this creature could be seen just laughing, popping up as they ran. And after about an hour, hour and a half of trying to get away from this, you guys do find a small little cavern. So if you guys would like to place your characters wherever you would like to in here, but you are coming up here after seeing this, after being ran from the city. And this is where you guys are. It is a small map, so. But yeah, the floor is yours. What would you like to do?
Warden is keeping watch outside the cavern. Any signs of us being followed?
Yeah, Kazad's posting up by the entrance as well to make sure everyone is safe.
Okay.
Ivan is catching his breath. He's not good at running.
Flaffle. Shookashack.
Shookashack's sort of like sitting in a corner, going over a little notebook he has, just muttering to himself. If you happen to listen in, it's just like, where did I miss this? I should have known this happened. And he's just like mumbling incoherently to himself.
Flaffle's kind of isolated himself over in a corner, kind of doing something similar to Shookashack, but rather than trying to like blaze through all the things that he did wrong, he is instead just kind of like lost in silent thought with occasional murmurings.
Okay. So what is the general plan that you guys also, Layers, what is your character doing right now?
Lurch takes a sip out of a seemingly corked dark bottle he has, appearing to be some sort of ale, and kind of stares off in the distance as he leans on his shield, and she kind of goes,
what the hell was that? I have not seen anything like that.
I have no fucking clue.
Well, so I'm guessing that was all an illusion that we were seeing, like putting a pretty face on a really, really ugly drow. But it couldn't have been an illusion the whole time, right? Like, because Shookashack, how long did you live there?
It was years.
Then it definitely years. Couldn't have been an illusion.
But could it have been? Then,
no.
I don't know when it started.
Calm down, cousin. Calm down. It's okay. We can figure this out, and then we'll understand what went wrong. Warden, do you still have that crystal in your chest?
I do.
Okay, so the interaction with the giants was real.
The library. If we could find the library, maybe I can find the answers.
But you can't find the library until the stone begins to glow.
Well, I think that it's just like... It'll start glowing when we get close to it. It's not really like a wait for it to start glowing kind of thing. It's more of a try to pick up on locations that it could be and to get close enough to those locations, then it'll start glowing. Do you think it would be in the Neverlight Grove? I hear from at least from Ruin that there was a lot of hidden things there.
Question for DM. Go ahead. Do I know where like the next major city would be, like preferably one that I believe has an archive, just like this town had?
So the Underdark itself is not known for having a whole lot of that. Mm-hmm. Realistically, knowledge is more kept with the drow.
Right.
Other than this library, you would assume the next best place for information would be either Blendenstone, Mantle Dareth, or the surface.
But yes, I'll go ahead and relay that to the party. Essentially, those would be the best places to get answers. Other than the library, hopefully we'll find it on the way, but I need to know.
Fluffle kind of snaps out of it.
No. The library won't be seen until we want it to be seen. That's what we know about the library. We need to get somewhere safe to figure things out. Being on the run is not going to get us anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Blending Stone, Menzel Darazan, one of those places.
Menzel Darazan? No.
Yeah, look, can we not go there?
Menzel Dareth, maybe, but...
Oh,
My vote is for Blending Stone. Plus, I know people in Blending Stone. I may not be the most...
Gracklestug, too.
I didn't know anyone in Gracklestug aside from Croaky.
Do we really want to go to another major city? It could end up like this.
Blending Stone... This is probably the
second settlement that we have left in absolute fucking ruins.
To be honest, well, the little like
the Kutoa village.
Would you really consider that a civilization?
It was decently sized. I mean, it was like tribal, but it was decently sized. And
I've seen bone graveyards of decent size. It doesn't make it a city. Like,
these things are heading to large cities.
Well, then us going there or us not going there is going to change anything.
Well, I'm going to point this out. We have actually technically weirdly been the safest when we weren't on the Dark Lake, when we're not in a city.
Okay, I'm going to be completely transparent here. I also have my own notice for wanting to go to Blending Stone. I need things. Yeah.
I understand.
Blending Stone has that I thought Gracklestug would have, but ho ho ho, was I wrong?
Yeah. See, that makes more sense. As long as we're not trying to stay in the city. I don't want to stay in the city. It's too dangerous to stay in the city, especially because whatever it is seems to have it out for us. At least this fucking smiley face thing. And as much as I really would like to just sit down and rest, I don't want to deal with that again. And it almost is like we're bringing it to these places. Like, they all have their own problems, yes, but then suddenly monsters arise. And so...
Well, I'm going to be honest, cousin. I refuse to let the powers that be make me sleep in another gutter.
No, I'm not saying that, no. I understand, it's...
I've done it once, and look what it led to.
Yeah. I just don't... I don't want to bring ruin to another... I don't want to bring destruction to another city.
Wait. If we bring destruction wherever we go, then maybe Mental Barristan is the right place to go.
That, or we're bringing an enemy to our enemy.
The enemy of my enemy?
No. The other way, they're going to work together.
Always.
They already serve a demon lord, probably, which is Loth. So
I don't think demon lords get along with each other, though. Aren't they like all vying for control of some way or some sort?
Yeah. In a weird way.
The Demogorgon has already attacked Menzo Baron's at once.
But what if we get the smiley faced guy and the Demogorgon there?
Are they? I don't.
What if we could get all of them to show? I mean, I don't see any issue there.
I don't understand enough about
exactly what we're dealing with. Because we are playing on the defensive and it's getting people killed.
What are we even defending against? Do we even know what we're defending against? Because I sure as hell don't.
We need to figure out what it is we're dealing with and how to deal with it, and then maybe we can get a step ahead of it instead of just constantly running and settlements destroyed in our wake.
We need information.
Why can't we just leave?
Stone.
Why can't we just go to the surface and leave? Why do we need to deal with this?
Why are you trying to run?
As if we want
to...
If we go to the surface,
what happens to everything down here?
It gets destroyed and then...
What are we going to do? How are we going to stop it?
What are we going to do on the surface?
Just let the people know.
Nothing, just like we are.
Try.
Yeah, and die. I'm finally having some sort of want to live. And now we're going to face something that we have no ability to fight. And every time we try to get some allies, we don't even know if we can fucking trust them. Hell, we don't know if they're demon lords. We don't need... Most of us don't even know what a demon lord is.
One of your allies.
I know for a fact that we can beat the Demogorgon.
Now,
if we
do you have some, like, almighty fucking power to just smite demon lords?
Beat him once.
I do if we can get the Blending Stone.
One of my kinsmen fought and beat the Demogorgon. He had help. But I know that it is possible. We need to get the Blending Stone. We need to get some information, and from there, we can figure out the best course of action. If you want to go to the surface and get away from this, I don't blame you. I won't try to stop you.
We need
information first.
Blending
Stone. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just
give us what we need?
Why don't we just take the night, rest, and we'll decide in the morning? Because we're all tired. We've been through a lot. There's a lot on our minds. Let's just take the night and figure it out in the morning.
Fine.
I do have to say the Underdark is definitely falling into the Hells because the person making the most sense in our group is the most destructive person in the group.
You know, that actually might be a good idea. I read something once when I was trying to, you know, flee, that there's something called a blood war. Maybe we just get a bunch of devils in here to fight the demons and do it for us, you know?
Buffa just walks over to you, pats you on the leg. He said, "I'm so glad you can read." And then walks off to start making a fire.
It was a picture book. Don't pop out.
Yeah. Point of order, actually, Warden. Make a history check.
Okay.
Ivy's just gonna sit down in the corner and 17? Curl up holding stool.
With a 17.
Oh shit, what's a fire elemental being?
What?
Why is there a fire elemental now? Oh, it's a campfire.
It's a bit of a bonfire. Don't let Flavel make fires.
The smiley face has existed again. Run away!
But no, point of order. You're listening in, and you guys do notice that she is blue. But it does... The Blood War is something you know about. In fact, you were probably in the midst of dealing with it in Minza Branton. But something doesn't sound right. And the more you think about it, the more that you realize you have not seen devils. And like, all of your adventure down here, whole time, not a single devil, not a single tiefling, other than Lairs.
I don't like that.
Saying, guys, we're way over our heads here. Claire talking.
I need to point out, I know he's what you are being good in some cases, but has anyone else noticed that there haven't been anything besides our new friend here?
Look, I've only ever seen... To be honest, well, Lars is probably the only tiefling I've ever actually seen in my life, so...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very interesting.
Yeah. I don't really know what you guys are talking about. I think I was pretty caught up in my evangelism with a cult when all this was going on. I don't really have a lot of context. But we actually were above, me and my brother at least, and I came down here to try to snuff out any remaining followers or... Well, not snuff out, but, you know, try to break up the drama and all the real shit things that happened to me. And that's why I'm down here. So I just kind of got stuck, if you catch my drift.
Yeah. But, Warden, I don't think I've ever seen a devil. To be honest, I had never seen a demon until this past month.
I've seen demons and devils when I went to Minza Branston that one time.
Well, that's, those are just drow, and, I see what you mean.
That's just the local culture.
Flavel just gives you both a little wink and goes back to making a fire.
Hey, Hulk.
Yeah.
Dancing Lights doesn't technically allow for this, but can I try to use it to show them what some devils look like?
Ooh, I would say yes. I would say each time you try to represent one, just give me like a quick Arcana check. It's not very, very high DC, but it's, you know, just trying to form these globules of lights into something.
Okay, that is a 12 for the first one.
That's fine. What are you trying to show them?
Pit Fiend.
Okay.
And then...
Do you guys... Well, does all the players know what a pit fiend looks like?
Yeah.
So... What is the next one?
Chained Devil. And that's a third.
Yep. You are able to form that. I will, in our chat, I will show y'all what she's showing you. So there's the first one. Why did that show up? Copy. Technical difficulties, my bad. Okay. First one. So the second one was a chain devil, right? Mm-hmm. And what is the next one?
I have an image for it, but it's a Caliban.
Okay.
Wasn't that the villain from Halloween Town?
That was Calabar. and that was a 13. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, the DC's 10. So, yeah, you're able to form this.
They're obviously not in full color. They're kind of like this wispy, purpley blue coloring, but. I'm only going to do two more. That's an 11. This next one is a horned devil.
Horny devil?
Sure. Oh, there it is. Then the last one will be a bone devil. 10.
2. All right. Yeah, she shows you these images of what certain devils look like.
Zot's just staring at all of these, and he's just like, each time he's shaking his head, is like the realization is hitting, like, yeah, we haven't seen anything like this.
None of these things are anything similar to them. Don't know that relying on the devil.
You come
unless
out
someone
with...
wants to. We haven't seen any of these things down here, and I don't know that relying on the few fiend devils and demons is a good idea. Unless we want to, I don't know, try to perform a summoning circle and summon one of something.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
Do that. That.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Well, of course, everyone disliked that.
Except for Dance. Dance is like, I can get behind this.
Of course. Well, if that is the case, does anybody have anything else they would like to discuss or anything?
Sorry. Okay. I didn't realize I was muted. has Sugar Shack seen, like, I asked you a full question. Has Sugar Shack ever seen devils before or demons?
Ooh, make a history check for me.
Oh, God. You know what? New PC, I'm gonna trust you, D&D Beyond. Hey, 17.
Nice.
Yes. You have actually seen all of them.
Awesome.
At least, yeah.
I'm gonna use Minor Illusion and show them what they look like.
Oh, okay. His are better. His are definitely better than mine. Not that
small. All right. So yeah, Sugar Shack pulled up these Minor Illusions.
So as they're in the middle of like trying to figure out a way to show what they look like, as he's like still looking through his notes and whatnot, he just lifts his hand up and just casts Minor Illusion and shows them. The muttering has not stopped. That's him.
At the sight of the Minor Illusions, Lairs like raises his shield and like gets like ready, like thinking this thing is going to attack him. As you look at him, it's like he is somewhere else. His eyes are just glazed over.
I think we get the point of what these things look like. Let's maybe not conjure any more of these images.
Yeah, Shrek closes his hands. Sorry about that, nephew. I forgot.
It takes him a couple beats, but he goes, what do you mean? I'm fine. That was weird. That was weird. Maybe no mind.
Insight that? Like, what just happened?
I'm gonna insight the fuck out of that, too. But I do not have a new PC, so I'm not going to trust D&D Beyond. That is a... that's 12.
Myth, what was yours? 19?
18.
18, okay. Lairs, whatever you would like to share. Kind of body expressions and stuff like that.
Yeah, it literally appears... He is not trying. He is trying to hide the fact that something happened that he cannot explain. He went somewhere. Seeing all those devils reminded him of something, and it's like he snapped back into his body in the metaphorical sense, not in the magic sense. And he looks upset and distraught, and he uncorks another one of his ale bottles and takes a big swig.
With having dealt with the Blood War, and smuggling slaves out of could Cyanadel infer that was some sort of, like, post-traumatic stress flashback right there?
With an 18, yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, if not, Ivan definitely has seen PTSD before.
Yeah, Blair's just kind of sits down on the stone and kind of resting his head in his hands, just like, you hear audible, big, like, breath work.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, can Shukishak sees that and he closes his book and he walks up to his nephew, and he's just sort of gonna pull him to the side and, you know, sit down. He's gonna wrap an arm around him, you know, of course, after casting prestidigitation on his cloak. He's not out here trying to get everybody else dirty, you know, the mud's for him and him alone. Anyways, and just sort of cover him with the robe, just giving him a bit of what's the word I'm looking for, foundation, security,
basically trying to comfort him.
Yeah,
as that's going on, Kazaj's just going to kind of look around at everyone else, and he's going to be like, we should probably try to get some rest, because if today is any indication, this is going to get worse before it gets worse.
Yep, and again, not really. Ivan starts mumbling to himself, not really thinking that we have the power to do anything.
Let's just get through tonight. Siondel
will walk over to Lair's and cast Heroism.
Nice.
It don't last for long, but makes you feel a little better.
Yeah, no, he perks up and a little bit, and there's like a straight tear kind of falls out of his eyes, and he goes, "We were just kids. Kids shouldn't have to do that. Sorry, everyone. I'm not trying to freak everyone out, and I'm not trying to keep things from you, but I have done a lot of work on myself to forget a lot of things."
You can share when you're ready, nephew.
Welcome to a broken party.
We all have a...
You fit right in, my dear friend. Right in.
I knew I liked you guys. He kind of uncorks another...
Okay. No, that's fine. While Warden is talking to Lairs, Kazad is, like, taking up post, like, right at the front door, and he's just, like, kneeling in front of the door, and he's got, like, both of his weapons just kind of sitting in his lap. Like, he's just standing guard at this point.
Okay. So, are you guys keeping watch for the night? Now, I'm assuming Kazad would be going first, but is anybody else going to follow up after him?
Yeah, Flavel's not getting
I'll
much
take
sleep.
Watch.
He's kind of over here, tending to the fire, and also kind of scrawling in his notebook.
Yeah, Shuk-a-Shuk as well.
This body only needs 4 hours of sleep.
Ivan will keep watch, but not keep watch. Just kind of awake during the first watch. Ivan is actually going to. Can I do it? Child Divinity. Oh, no, I can't. Well, Ivan is going to cuddle up with Stool and pass out. And nothing else Ivan can do besides sleep. So if someone wakes him up to help with the watch, Ivan will wake up. And you guys have known that he's pretty perceptive. Plus, he does have guidance, so that's useful.
Yeah, Shikishak's gonna see everybody that's up for watch, and he's gonna make this sensible decision and just take a rest.
Let me know if Flevel is not watching. He is just like poured over his like notebook right now, or his cookbook, and he is just scrawling madly. And if anyone were to like walk by and try to see what he's doing, he immediately closes the book, waits for him to leave, and then opens back up and keeps going.
No.
Okay, bye.
He said he'd be right back.
No.
Okay. So, for the first watch, is there anything y'all would like to do? Or any conversations you'd like to have?
Kazad is just sitting there, like, on both knees, almost like he's meditating, and he has Duskbringer sitting on his lap, and he's sharpening. He's sharpening his scimitar as well. He's not really saying anything. He's kind of lost in thought, but you just hear like this, the steady ring of like a whetstone over the edge of his blade as he's just sitting there.
Okay.
Cyanadel has given control back over to Warden just because Warden doesn't actually have to sleep. And Warden is just kind of quietly watching Kazad sharpen his blades. Lost in thought a little bit. But
she'll speak up. What is it like?
You cut out. I didn't hear any of that.
Warden asks Kazad, what is it like to care for people?
I heard, what is it like to care? And then I'm not sure if it's my internet or what. Hang on just a second.
I think it's Discord, to be honest with you.
I think it's... Yeah, it's definitely Discord.
Okay, cool.
We should move over to Zoom. Roll 20, baby!
I would rather set myself on fire and run through a fucking flat.
Yeah. No, Warden asks what it is like to care for people.
Kazad kind of stops, like, mid-stroke across the blade. And he, like, puts away the whetstone, examines the blade, sheathes it, and he goes, I'm not sure it's something I can really put into words. Mostly because I'm still figuring it out myself. He just stays there. It's almost like he's in kind of a meditative state while he's there. He's obviously reflecting on a lot of stuff. He goes, I was supposed to have a lot more status back home. Something like that. Caring for other people is not typically a luxury because the people you care about often tend to stab you in the back, figuratively and literally, as I'm sure your charge is familiar with. But recently, some things have kind of changed my perspective, and I don't know how to answer your question because I'm still figuring out the answer for myself.
I don't think I'm supposed to care. But it's weird. I worry I won't be able to fulfill my oath when it comes to this group.
What do you mean?
My purpose in this existence is to ferry the souls of those who have died into life and to make sure that anything that dares to break the sanctity that is death, bring the dead back to life to seek immortality, is destroyed.
Kazad just kind of nods as he's processing that information. And he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a really battered, really beaten symbol of Lolth that once adorned his armor. And he hands it to Warden. He goes, funny thing about oaths, sometimes we make them without understanding the gravity of what's involved.
I was created to fulfill.
Not a person? But now you are questioning whether or not you are capable of fulfilling that oath. Created or not, whoever it is that made you gave you some sense of reason, gave you some ability to connect on an emotional level.
Question for DM. Does Flaffle hear this conversation?
Perception check. I would assume they're not whispering it, but at the same time, you are also...
That was a net 20.
Oh, yeah, you hear all of it.
Flaffle just... It gave you free will. Do with it as you please. And goes back to his notes.
Zod just kind of snaps his fingers and points to Flaffle, and he goes, that. There may come a time where you have to choose between doing what you believe is right and what you were created to do. Whatever it is you decide, ultimately that is your choice to make. You might be artifice and magic, but you do possess agency, you do possess free will, you do possess a degree of control over your actions. Whatever oath your creator made you take, I'm not entirely sure that they're even alive anymore, but if they are, they're clearly not in a position to control you anymore. How you choose to govern yourself, how you choose to carry out your oath, and whether or not you choose to obey it if one of us falls, that is your decision. No one else can take that from you. No one else can make it for you.
My creator's still around in a sense. They have changed. Been not replaced.
He just kind of stands up slowly, like he's stretching. He's kind of trying to get comfortable because he's been in this position for a while. And he looks Warden up and down and he goes, like I said, whoever they are and wherever they are, you are your own being. You had no say in how and when you were created and what purpose you were given. That I understand very well.
As this conversation is going on, two things happen. Kazad, you're stretching, kind of getting up from this position, and out of the corner of your eye, you see Théoden. Kind of wave, point at your bag, and wisp away.
I beg your finest fucking pardon.
Warden, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Damn it.
That is a 14 plus 9 for a... math.
23? I need to check something. Hold on. That fails.
What?
What?
Including Matt's, Kazad's aura?
I don't have an aura anymore.
Oh, God.
Yep.
And they don't stack, and I think my charisma was higher than his.
Yeah.
Mine's a plus 4.
Got it.
After seeing this odd vision, Kazad, you look over, and for a brief second, you see Warden's armor color shift. almost like a glitch from blue to green and back. Warden.
Oh no.
You shut down for a second.
What?
You completely shut down. Almost as if you're being rebooted. And at that point, you see a large warehouse-looking building. And you're staring at an exact copy of yourself. And you shift back. And you're looking back at Khazad.
Khazad's going to just kind of blink a few times. Not sure if he's hallucinating or not.
Confused and he's just going to...
Yeah. He's just going to kind of do like a 1 second thing to Warden, and he's going to go over to his pack. Like, he's acting like he's putting stuff away, but he also kind of wants to look in his pack.
Go ahead. As soon as you get close to it, you start to feel this arcane energy kind of surging between you and something in the bag.
Oh boy. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna walk up to my bag and I'm gonna open it. Okay. Like, I'm putting like my whetstone and a couple of other things for taking care of my blades away. And I'm opening the bag to see what the fuck is going on.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. You reach into your bag and you pick up the dusty book that was given to you. You can see it's kind of got this weird kind of aura surging around it. Almost violet in color.
I'm gonna, I am absolutely going to open the book.
Where before you saw scribbles, you now see something this universe has never seen before. A spell, a first level, can be read.
Oh. I'm going to read it.
As you focus in further, reading the book, Warden, you watch as he disappears as he gets sucked into the book.
I'm gonna walk
what?
To the book.
Okay.
Been nice knowing you, everyone.
You are consumed by varying weights. You watch as time and space swirls around you. What you said earlier is true. Sometimes you make an oath without knowing, without any predetermination. for the viewers, Matt is, I believe, going to Bladesinger Wizard.
Yes.
You emerge from this, watching all of this time and space, into a room. Into a solid room. And you see a gigantic engine.
I just kind of look up at it, and I'm just like, this is not at all what I thought hell was going to look like, but okay.
What you see in front of you is something very few people have ever heard of its existence. This pure obsidian machine with rings that look almost as if it was the planes of existence kind of circling each other. Inside the middle of it is this mass of chaos energy. And inside of the chaos energy, you see an 8-foot tall blue humanoid.
I'm going to very slowly step forward, and I'm going to be like, am I dead?
Are you dead?
Yeah, that's kind of the question that I have. I opened a book, and all of a sudden, I'm here. I don't understand how all of this works. First thought is that the book killed me, which would be the least surprising thing to happen today.
The body looks at you. Basically faces you. You know who this person is. You've seen this person before. In fact, you just left their shop.
Oh, shit. And like, the realization hits me, and I say that out loud. I'm like, oh, shit.
He smiles and waves, and you reemerge back into the spot that you were at. Warden, what you see is different. Kazad no longer adorns any kind of paladin-esque. In fact, most of his armor now is made up of stars and constellations. Matt, I'd like you to look up the spoke gift of alacrity.
Okay, looking it up now. Okay, let's see.
And you can now cast this once per day.
Ooh.
As you feel this new surge of magic that you have never felt before. It is not divination. It is not abjuration, conjuration, enchantment, evocation, necromancy. You now have the ability to learn through this book graviturgy and chronoturgy spells.
What?
And that is where we'll end the session today.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.